Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Today is August 31st in the never-ending year of our Lord, 2020. A few things happened last week in the wide world of AWS, but first, this episode is sponsored once again by our friends at New Relic. I know you're probably thinking I should be talking about, well, newer relics, but no, a month ago I would have agreed with you. New Relic has done something a little out there, though. They've reworked everything. They went open source, they made it so you can monitor your whole stack in one place, and they've dramatically simplified their pricing. There's even a free tier with one user and 100 gigabytes per month, totally free. Check them out at newrelic.com and tell them I sent you, if you can find someone who will tolerate hearing that without cringing. Now, what happened last week in the world of AWS? I'm glad you asked. We start with something actually uplifting. Amazon CloudWatch Logs features now available in the AWS toolkit for Visual Studio Code. And I've got to say that, okay, my IDE can now show me real-time CloudWatch logs for whatever it is I'm working on is so freaking awesome that it's really challenging for me to snark about it. I will even give it an exceedingly generous allowance for its use of the word real-time in that sentence. This is just transformative for my personal debug workflows, probably because it's awful, but I'll take it. Amazon EC2 Instance Metadata Service now supports additional fields for improved automation and operability. This feature lets instances discover where they're running, what region they're in, what availability zone they're in, etc. This would have launched ages ago, except that as soon as instances realized that they were running in Ohio, they self-terminated. AWS CloudTrail now provides relevant user statistics to act on anomalies detected by CloudTrail Insights. Okay, AWS CloudTrail, now actually relevant, isn't a headline I expected to slip through AWS marketing, but then again, I'd also have expected those folks to realize that AWS Aeronautics and Space Services needed a better acronym than ASS before the internet pointed it out to them after they launched it. AWS Site-to-Site VPN now supports Internet Key Exchange, IKE, initiation. This feature is now available in these AWS regions: US East, Virginia, US East, Ohio, US West, Oregon, US West, Northern California, EU, Ireland, EU, Frankfurt, EU, London. I'm going to cut to the end of this because I'm not going to read all of this. It's awful. Let me reword all of that in a way that isn't actively customer hostile. It's not available in the China or Milan regions, but it works everywhere else. The end. My God. AWS Transfer Family adds support for email addresses as usernames. That's right, you can now add one more item to the dauntingly large list of credentials you'll need to remember to work with AWS. We're all sadly familiar with the failed promises of the original data lake, but now that's all changed. Join me, Corey Quinn, in case you'd forgotten, along with Chaos Search as we explore Data Lakes 2.0, a new vision for log analytics, in their upcoming three-part webinar series starting on September 10th. During this series, and did I mention I'll be speaking there, you're going to learn how to turn your S3 environment into a hot, searchable data lake, how to monitor and analyze AWS service usage directly in S3, and more. So go sign up at snark.cloud/datalake today, even if it's just to hear my lovely voice and unbounded wisdom on that webinar. Brought to you, of course, by Chaos Search, the fully managed log analytics platform that leverages your Amazon S3 as a data store. That data store is now open for business. Pause and resume workloads on M5A and R5A instances with Amazon EC2 Hibernation. It's called Hibernation because, much like an angry bear, a suddenly awakened workload will attempt to bite your metaphorical face off. Price change notice for customers using Amazon Pinpoint to send SMS messages to India. This might be the first straight-up price hike that AWS has ever done. The previous price increases were all tied to model changes. For example, Amazon Config went from per-rule pricing to per-execution modeling, which was usually a price decrease, and that's one of the only examples I've got. I can't really think of another, and I can't blame them either, because the telcos in India are now charging more for SMS suddenly. At least one article attributes this to blockchain, so who the hell knows what's going on? But, eh. Announcing a second local zone in Los Angeles. How many local zones will LA get before it becomes its own local region? New EBS volume type, IO2. 100x higher durability and 10x more IOPS than IO1. That's right. Your expensive IO1 volumes can be replaced now with equally expensive IO2 volumes that are way faster. You will, of course, overlook that the EBS bytes balance on the instance itself is probably your bottleneck, and GP2 volumes would have been a third the cost and delivered identical performance for your workload, but that's neither here nor there. Seamlessly join a Linux instance to AWS Directory Service for Microsoft Active Directory. Seamless, Linux, and Active Directory, all in the same sentence, can be interpreted also as, you look extraordinarily gullible. You want to buy some software? Learn why AWS is the best cloud to run Microsoft Windows Server and SQL Server workloads. I swear to you, this official AWS blog post has a section heading that reads, Cloud Pricing Shouldn't Be Complicated. Do you not know where you work? Announcing the Express testing capability in Amazon Lex. I don't care how express your testing is, my the hell with testing it, yeet it into production directly approach will always be faster. How to run Microsoft Exchange Server on AWS using Amazon EC2. I like that this is the better answer than running Amazon Workmail. And please don't misunderstand me. It absolutely is. And lastly, AWS Transit Gateway Network Manager Route Analyzer has an impressive 19 syllables in it. Fantastic. Eventually, they will advance AWS services to a point where the proper name no longer fits in a single tweet. And that's what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. This is the AWS Morning Brief. And wait for it. It's not what you think I'm going to say for once. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please go ahead and give it a rating at lastweekinaws.com/review. Or if you hated this podcast, please once again visit lastweekinaws.com/review and tell me exactly what my problem is. See, it's not just Apple Podcasts anymore. Thanks once again for listening, and I'll talk to you later this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.